Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Friday the 13th, Prove Gallery opens a new exhibit of all women artists in a makeshift meeting hall. Shady Rest is an exhibit curated by UMD Art and Design Professor Betsy Hunt, along with Zach Mosier, and they're celebrating with an opening reception Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. Minnesota-based artist Lindsay Schmidt has created a mural in the exhibition space and joins us here on Radio Gallery. You're an alumni here from UMD. Talk about your journey into being an artist.
Sure. Yeah, I went to school at UMD, and I graduated in 2012. After that, I went to grad school at the University of New Mexico for visual art as well. And besides schooling, I just have always kind of been making marks on things and hope to continue to do so for as long as it's fun.
You do a lot of drawing.
Yeah, I think that drawing is this medium that can be camouflaged into different things in life and other like art mediums as well. It's this sort of core thing that is really transparent and casual. And I've just always liked that you can see someone's mark and have a direct contact with their hand and their hand to their thought, possibly. But that's what I like about it. The work itself, yeah, usually is abstract, is hard edged. Like there's a lot of crisp lines. It's also a little awkward, and I kind of like that sort of sharp, wonky aesthetic. As of late, I try to find something that, and it usually starts with something I find in nature and looking at it and looking at its visuals and sort of how the visuals, if they have a function or not, and being curious about it and then relating it to different sort of categories it fits into and how humans use that symbol in our communities. For instance, the piece in the show is called Catching Butterflies, and it's inspired by one day I went into this like butterfly garden at this zoo, and I thought it was going to be enjoyable, and it really wasn't, because all these butterflies were coming at me, and it was kind of scary. But when Betsy Hunt and Zach Mosier asked me to be in the show, the subject of the show is sort of this mythological meeting hall where you can have a place to come and gather and share stories. And it features all women artists and, you know, talking about or thinking about the butterfly and kind of its association with women and with also like different things like butterfly tattoos and butterfly, you know, as like a immigration symbol and things like that. That's like kind of what I'm looking at when I see something in nature and how it connects with all these different associations and human community.
Talk about some of your ideas. What is it that drives you overall? What is it that inspires you in your work?
Yeah, I think what inspires me the most is the constant flux of identity when you are aware of more information or you understand and learn about the world in different ways. And I think that once you start learning about a subject or, for instance, something like a butterfly, then your connotations or your associations with it change. You understand it more. When you do that, you're flexing your identity and when you learn things.
What does it mean to be part of this group show that is women-focused art?
Humbling and encouraging feeling I get from being a part of this show. I've been having a lot of fun, and it's been energizing for me to think and challenge myself to try a mural piece. It's the first sort of big piece I've ever done. And I hope that when viewers come into the show, I hope it's welcoming, but it makes people pause to listen and to see different stories and voices.
That was Lindsay Schmidt, one of the artists in the group show Shady Rest, opening at Prove Gallery this Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. The show is up through November 10th. Prove Gallery is located at 21 North Lake Avenue in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.